North Dakota State Mill and Elevator had record profits in fiscal 2018. The mill made $14.2 million, a 46% increase over the profit in fiscal 2017, which was $9.7 million. The mill transferred just over $10 million in profits to the state's general fund. In addition, it transferred just under $710,000 to the Agricultural Product Utilization Fund. Governor Burgum congratulated Mill President and CEO Vance Taylor for the successful year.
I don't know of any private companies that dividend out 76% of their profits, so we appreciate your efforts in being an ATM for the general fund during a time when we were having a downturn in cash flow into the general fund.
Burgum says he's hoping that in the future, the mill will be able to keep more of its profits and the state will be less dependent on the mill's earnings. Meanwhile, Taylor says he's expecting the mill will have a good crop of wheat in Durham to work with next year. Taylor said that's despite a survey from the Wheat Quality Council. He told the Industrial Commission the council's numbers were quite a bit under the prediction made by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in July.
They had wheat average at 41.1 bushels per acre and Durham at 39.3, which is close to what we had last year and quite a bit lower than the five-year average. I've got a gut feel that it's going to be somewhat better than that. The wheat, especially up here in the Northeast, looks really great. So we'll just have to see how the crop finishes up here. But irregardless, it'll be, you know, it looks like we'll have a good crop here for the mill with something good to work with for next year.
Taylor said the council believes there are lingering effects from last year's drought conditions. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.